Welcome back to our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable. My name is Shaquan Nettingham, and today we are being joined by the Perry Chamber Director, Lindsay Basuti. Lindsay, as always, really appreciate you stopping in.
Hey, thank you. Glad to be here.
You are absolutely welcome. And here we are. We're on the 16th of May, already halfway through the month. Pretty crazy. And well, and now all of a sudden it's here. The grocery bill roundup is coming up. It starts on Monday. This is kind of the next thing for the chamber to raise money for the 4th of July fireworks.
That's right. We kind of did a save the date a while ago after the pie auction and everything, and it felt so far away, but here it is. So we are coming into the week before Memorial Day, and we have done the grocery bill roundup the week before Memorial Day the last few years, and it's just been a great timing for us. We got all of our major fundraisers out of the way earlier this spring, and then that kind of sets us up to have a little bit of a lull before the 4th of July. And what better time to buy groceries than Memorial Day? Yeah. So for all week, starting May 19th through May 26th, so that is Monday through Monday, at both Fairway and Hy-Vee, you can round up at the register and support the fireworks drive. So it can be rounded up to the nearest dollar. You can keep on at, you know, pushing that button and have it go, you know, $5, $10, whatever you'd like. All goes to the fireworks drive, and every little bit adds up, and we appreciate the support so that we can all enjoy a great fireworks show on the 4th of July.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I know between the Big Boom Bracket Battle and the Radio Pie Auction, not too far off of the $18,000 goal.
Yeah, so, you know, we're just about $2,000 shy of our goal, and so that's very doable on a good year for the roundup, and so fingers crossed, we have a great year for the roundup at both Fairway and Hy-Vee, so big thanks to both of those for supporting this initiative over the years. It's looked different, you know, every year, depending on what else is going on, but we'll have the Big Red Radio out there on a couple days to help remind people. Hopefully your cashiers will remind you. Hopefully you know ahead of time that you'll be asked so that you're ready to round up. And it's just really easy. Just make it a whole dollar and, you know, help contribute to the fireworks.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Do you have like ballpark numbers in terms of maybe like the last couple of years, what this kind of averages?
It's really varied over the years. Sometimes there's other roundups going on or other initiatives that kind of make it tricky. But on a good year, you know, $1,000 per grocery store is definitely doable. But, you know, we've had some challenges over the years with just different logistics. But definitely being able to push that button to round up makes it super easy. And so, yeah, we just encourage people to be ready for that. And then when we're there during the Big Red Radio, then we'll have cash donations as well. So all of next week, so Monday to Monday, go to the grocery store every day if you want to. Every little bit definitely helps.
Absolutely. All right. Well, I will be in there. I'll be buying ice cream. So
ice cream is good. Yep. It's good.
it is good. Yes. We are speaking here with the Perry Chamber Director, Lindsay Basuti. And Lindsay, I know it's kind of been a while, but another ribbon cutting is coming up here this next week.
That's right. So we have a new business in town. Flow Chiropractic is over on First Avenue, so over by Quickstar and Harper Roses. And so they are now open, but kind of as a soft opening as they're getting things situated. But next Thursday at 5 p.m., we will host a ribbon cutting with an open house to follow. So come support a new business, come learn all about what they've got going on, help welcome to the community. So ribbon cuttings are always great to learn more about the business and show welcoming and just show up for each other. So encourage people to do that next Thursday at 5 p.m. ribbon cutting at Flow Chiropractic, and then stick around for an open house afterwards.
Awesome. So do you know, has Perry, as far as you've been here, had kind of a chiropractic place?
There is an office here in town, and so it'll be nice to have another one as another option and more hours. But I know of people that, you know, drive for that kind of service. So just anything that we can do to encourage new businesses to come to Perry and offer services and products, that just is one less thing to go out of town for.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah, definitely keeps it local. So awesome. Really looking forward to that. And then I know you wanted to touch on a new kind of program.
That's right. So on Tuesday, May 27th, we are partnering, the Chamber is partnering with the City of Perry, the Perry Community School District, and Perry Economic Development to bring a new program to the community. So we all have kind of our annual dinners and public meetings and things like this, but this is really meant to show collaboration, bring everyone together, and provide some updates. So we have the Perry Power Hour in two Tuesdays, Tuesday, May 27th, 11:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. This is a luncheon, and it's really meant to be casual. It's meant to be informative. You know, there's lots of different projects going on in the community, and so it's kind of like, oh, what's going on over there? Let's imagine what it is, or I heard someone's coming to town or whatever. This is a great opportunity to kind of be proactive with seasonal updates. We're planning on three throughout the year, so May, September, and January towards the end of the month, and a luncheon, so boxed lunch provided with $5 registration, and really it's just a matter of coming together, being proactive in sharing information, learning about what's going on, getting those updates from community leaders so that we're all on the same page. Because sometimes, you know, I might go to a Perry Economic Development meeting, but my board members don't, or chamber members don't, or it's not open meeting, or, you know, things like that. So it'll be a great opportunity to help support each other and be in the know with what's going on. So again, the city, the schools, PED, and chamber all coming together for the Power Hour luncheon on Tuesday, May 27th. We are requesting registration so that we make sure to have seats for everyone. There is a boxed lunch for just $5. So this is over the lunch hour. So we want to be mindful of people's time. And thanks to sponsorship by Minburn Communications, we're able to have that at a reduced cost for attendees. Yeah, so really looking forward to Power Hour stands for something, of course. So projects, opportunities, wisdom, excitement, and resources. So being able to hear from leaders from each of those groups, all with about 10 minutes to share updates, keeping it seasonal so that we keep having people come back for more in September and January to keep it light, but informative, like I said.
Awesome. Well, that sounds really exciting. And like you said, to kind of keep the public informed.
Definitely. So, yeah.
Awesome. Again, speaking here with the Perry Chamber Director, Lindsay Pasuti. So Lindsay, really looking forward to that. Again, that's on Tuesday, May 27th. And of course, things are always going on. So why don't you talk about some of the stuff? I know you have your sip and shop going on tonight.
That's right. So tonight, May 16th, the Friday, 4 to 7 p.m., we have our May sip and shop. So always a great chance to check out to see what's new and local in our businesses. So a number of our shops and restaurants participating in that, just as an extended shopping opportunity with refreshments. So check out the May Sip and Shop tonight, 4 to 7, but there's lots of things going on all the time. So tomorrow there will be the Fiber Arts Festival at the Hotel Pat T. There's a comedy show at the Proletariat on Saturday. Perry Performing Arts Center has a program with the youth choir. Bingo's coming up, and there's live music at Perry Lutheran Homes on Monday. So there's just always something going on. Memorial Day's coming up, so there's services around that. And then Friday Fest, save the date, May 30th. So check out the chat sheet, get out there and participate in different activities.
Yeah, and Friday Fest, you know, you say May 30th, that's only 2 weeks away.
I know. I'm very excited. I mean, it'll be a fun way to kick off. The way that Memorial Day falls this year, you know, we were able to move it up 1 week. That kind of gives some space with the Kids Fest at the library, Taco Palooza. That felt like, you know, a kickoff to the summer and a great event. So we can kind of keep that momentum going with Friday Fest and Kids Fest. And then 4th of July will be here before we know it. So Farmers Market too. So, you know, that also kind of helps space things out. So it's not the first happening back to back also. So it's summertime. Have some fun.
No, absolutely. It gives you a little bit of a break too. So
yeah. Yep. And with Kids Fest, it's a great start to summer programming at the library. Summer movies are happening soon. So just a lot of fun things happening. That's good.
Absolutely. Again, that's the Perry Chamber Director, Lindsay Pasuti, joining us here for our Dallas County Let's Talk program. Lindsay, really appreciate the time, and we'll see you next week.
Sounds good. Thank you.
You are absolutely welcome. Our Dallas County Let's Talk program, always brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.